This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 79 for Tuesday, September 29th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning, seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's losses as investors continue to liquidate recently placed long positions. Canola is down $2 to $5, November down $4.60 at $509.70 per ton. Early declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil accounted for some spillover selling pressure, with losses in the U.S. markets tied in part to expectations for declining Chinese demand. The advancing prairie harvest also weighed on prices, with generally favorable weather conditions in most areas. Solid end-user demand did provide underlying support on the other side. The Canadian dollar, it's holding relatively steady in early trade. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower, while the wheat market is mixed. November soybeans down 9 cents at $9.87 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 20% complete as of this past Sunday. That's slightly ahead of trade estimates and a considerable improvement from the 6% done the previous week. Condition ratings for the crop still in the ground were raised 1 point to 64% good to excellent. The USDA's quarterly stocks report will be out tomorrow, and pre-report positioning should be a feature the next few days. China's Golden Week holiday is starting later this week, and that's sending buyers from that country to the sidelines. Corn, it is down as well, December 5 cents lower at $3.62 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 18% done. That's up 10 points from the previous week. Condition ratings were left unchanged at 61% good to excellent. Forecasts call for relatively favorable harvest weather across the Midwest over the next week. The wheat markets were narrowly mixed, with the bias turning lower. Spring wheat only down a half cent in the December contract at $5.29 per bushel. Kansas City down 3.5 cents in the December contract at $4.79 and a quarter. Chicago wheat down 2 cents in December at $5.48 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 35% seeded as of this past Sunday. That was in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 29th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.